Oh, there's a big President's Day weekend coming up. Who's planning on winding up at the Who's Gal this weekend?
Hi, Joe!
Let's find out by talking to Dr. Prison. From his website, drprison.com. Here is Steve Scholl. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, dude. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Your website, drprison.com, gives actual advice for guys and gals who are about to walk into a cell.
You know, it seems to me that the type of person that would go to a website or call a hotline is probably the type of person that really shouldn't be in prison anyway. But I guess you're offering a useful service so you can survive in the joint, right?
That's exactly right. We don't want people to do something stupid to inadvertently get themselves hurt.
All right. Well, we have a friend. Let's call him.
Hi, Joe.
Let's call him Joe.
Joe.
We have a friend named Joe. And, Joe could have done just about anything to get into jail.
You never know. He's always walking the line.
Here we go. Let's keep it pedestrian. Joe has set off 20,000 illegal fireworks in his front yard.
Finally, one of them goes through a window of an apartment building and hits somebody in the temple.
And anyway, Joe is in the Who's Gal. What advice would you give
Joe,
our man Joe?
He's a newcomer, never been before.
What we want to do is we want to sit down with Joe for about an hour to an hour and a half. We want to understand all of his personality, strengths, and weaknesses.
He has no strengths, only weaknesses.
So we just have to charge him a little more then.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So you actually tailor the talk and to the person's personality.
That's exactly right. We want them to have the confidence of knowing they have some strengths going in.
All right.
Plus being able to work on some of their weaknesses.
I think everybody has the main concern. You go to jail, you don't want to be some guy's bitch. How do you make sure that that doesn't happen?
Well, it's about respect. It's about how you act, how you walk, how you look at people. And don't forget that rape in prison is a crime of violence and power,
like rape.
Not sex.
All right, so it's people,
like rape.
It's people that are trying to dominate you.
That's right. That's all it is. So,
can an average guy that's like not, not a real fighter or something like that, can they avoid this? I mean, is there a system of avoiding something like this? I mean, can you hide in your own cell all day? I mean, how do you tell somebody to do that? Somebody that's just an average guy that's had some bad luck and doesn't want to get molested in there.
Well, it's a process of how you talk to other people, how you move around, and we have several cases of people that have spent many years in prison and never had to fight. Not guaranteeing that you won't, but it has happened quite commonly.
How many clients do you have? Do you have a lot of clients?
We do. We have quite a few.
And where do you come by your experience? Have you spent time in the joint, Steve?
I have not, but I have several people on our team, about 10, all of which have.
Oh. And so what would be the number one rule? I mean, really, for anybody, are there any universals? You say you tailor it to a personality, but are there any universals as far as avoiding trouble? What's the number one thing you don't want to do in prison? Obviously, you don't want to go in too cocky, right?
You don't want to look pretty.
or look too pretty.
The number one rule is to associate with your own race.
There you go, Rob. You would really get along in the joint.
That's what I did.
Rob.
All right, so.
All right.
Stick with your own race.
And the next rule is you don't want to be borrowing things from people that you aren't willing to pay for.
Okay.
And you want to understand where you're supposed to walk, where you're supposed to sit.
Yeah, you actually say on this, you said that there's a way of walking. Is there a specific way you walk in
prison? You hold your butt cheeks together real tight.
How do you do that, Dr. Prison?
I would be the wrong person to ask because I don't know how to do that.
Hold your butt cheeks together?
That would be.
Oh, it's real easy. You just clench.
But what is the walk? What is the walk that doesn't give off the vibe that says violate me?
Well, it's all about confidence. It's all about respect. So if you act in total in that manner, then most of those bad things aren't going to happen to you anyway.
You know, I was thinking if it ever happened to me, and I was just freaked out about getting my ass kicked in prison, that I'd want to go in there and really just stay to myself and get it done. I'd really just go in there and act like a raving lunatic. You know, just go in and start screaming and going, whoop, 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 and doing that type of thing. What about that strategy?
That can work if you can really pull it off. You know, if they perceive you as having mental problems,
but Mike,
they'll pretty much leave you alone.
Here's the thing. You could pull it off, but what if you're like Mike? What if you're just cursed with being so goddamn handsome that no matter how screwy you act, guys still want to rape you?
He said it's a crime of power, not
I
sex.
I like rape.
That's right. We're back to that. It's not a crime of sex. So no matter how good you look, that would not be the issue.
All right. Here's a question. Let's say you're being bent over a sink, and a guy says to you, "I'm ready." How many cartons of cigarettes will it take to get out of that?
Well, since there's no smoking in California and many other states, that wouldn't be an issue. But again, you know, you may have to kick him back in that case. It's hard to tell without being there specifically.
So you do have to fight at some point.
Well,
I mean, there's a chance that you'll have to defend yourself at some point.
Here's what we would say is that you always need to be ready to fight, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you will. But you better be ready for it at all times.
When you say here, it says, you know, something as simple as entering someone's cell without permission. I would assume your average guy that's going to jail isn't going to, you know, on his first day just walk into a total stranger's. But you might have a situation where you meet a guy or your cellmate and you say, hey, we're going down to Johnny's cell, you know, three tiers down here. And you walk in with your friend. Can somebody take offense if you walk in with another person?
Absolutely. The general courtesies that we enjoy now, like you guys may walk into other people's offices and not even think about it. This is their home. It would be like you walking into your neighbor's front door uninvited.
Okay.
And do you offer any type of the rape word.
What men fear the most.
Is there
in
any
prison.
Type of anti-rape guarantee that you could offer if you're going to have to serve some time to say, you know, if I get raped, I get my money back?
Don't we wish? It is the biggest fear, and it is one of the things that would be avoided if you were acting appropriately.
How did you get the idea to do this? Is this your idea, Steve?
It is. About 2 years ago, I was visiting with a friend of mine who had been in and out of prison for about 10 years, and he was telling me about
Joe.
Prison, the stressful environment, how it all worked. The
Hi, Joe!
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking, I would love to talk to a guy like you if I was going to go in, and that was the seed of the business, and it just grew from there.
Right. Dr. Prison, you said that they don't do cigarettes anymore because smoking's not allowed. What's the coin of the realm now among prisoners?
And please, it's prison. Of course they smoke.
Well, it's smuggled cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They sneak them, right? They sneak them all the time.
Again, if some guy had you bent over a sink, how many cartons of cigarettes would get you out of that situation? If you turned around and said, hey, friend, three cartons of Marlboro Lights.
For you.
Would that do it?
Well, it would, but now what you're setting yourself up for is continuous extortion.
You'd have to keep coming up with cigarettes.
You've got to face it. You can't hide from it. You know, the bottom line is they need to know that if they're going to try something with you, you're going to get a piece of them. And it's important to know, too, you may have to fight, but you don't have to win to have them leave you alone.
Oh, okay. I mean, so you might get your ass kicked once, but they're going to know it's not going to be an easy deal to do that.
And what if you just went in and said, I'm a red light violator? Would they take any pity on you if you had some very pedestrian crime? Like, oh, I don't know. You know,
that's a good question because, you know, you hear that child molesters are really vilified in prisons. I mean, those guys are targeted. I mean, does the crime matter? Is there kind of a pecking order for that, so to speak?
It absolutely matters. Crimes against women and children as a rule, have to be segregated into their own group away from the population.
So let's say that there's some guy who's really not done anything that's even remotely offensive to someone who's in jail, but a white-collar crime, but let's say he looks like Ryan Seacrest. Would Ryan Seacrest have a chance in jail, or would he be someone's bitch within 90 minutes?
No, he would have a good chance. Again, it's not how they look. And it's not necessarily if they acted effeminate or not. There are definite ways to face those issues.
I am not
if
saying
you know they exist.
I'm not saying he's effeminate. He's masculine. He's handsome. It's just
Yeah. He said it's not the looks.
Here's the thing about Ryan Seacrest. Women want him, and men want to be like him.
Yeah. You know, I heard that there was an amazing number of the statistics, were the amazing number of weapons on prisoners, that you know, loads of these guys are packing weapons. They've got a shiv. They've got them all the time. Do you recommend that you should keep a weapon with you if possible?
No, we don't think it does any good, and it can only get you in trouble. So we don't recommend that at all.
Okay.
Well, Mike, his name is Dr. Prison,
mm-hmm.
And he has a website, drprison.com. And if you're planning on going to prison this weekend, visit his website first, and he'll tell you how many cartons of cigarettes it will take you to, you know, stand up from the sink.
What's the best kind of personality to have when you're going to prison? What is the in your experience, the safest personality type that'll you know, do well in the joint?
I think a low-key personality, intelligence certainly helps.
Joe.
Because you're there trying to figure out how to deal with all these different personalities and power plays, and that will help you move through that prison.
Final question, Dr. Prison. Can you really accidentally drop the soap in the shower? Can you?
I knew somebody would say that.
Thank you. In this day and age, can you actually drop the soap?
Well, I think they've converted to shower gel now, so it's no longer an appropriate question.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Thank you. His name is Dr. Prison.
Steve Scholl, thank you very much.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He was kind of creepy.
Very serious.
If I'm going to prison and I'm talking to him, I'm more scared when I get done talking to him.
I think if I'm going to prison, the last thing I'm going to do is go to a website to tell me how to survive there, right?
No, I just, the whole thing is scary. The whole thing makes me feel uneasy.
I'm going to the website that tells me how to get a passport to Barbados. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Get me a fake ID. Get me out of the country.
Jesus Christ.
I'd walk in literally on my hands and knees. Don't hurt me. I'd go in, my strategy, Joe Besser, all the way. That's what I'm going to do.
The weakest stooge.
Don't hurt me. And really, what I would do to survive is willingly offer myself up to any taker.
That's a mistake.
You know what?
That'd be wrong.
Here's where you would survive, because you'd be the clown. You'd be the guy that makes everybody laugh.
Yeah, but what about that one guy? That's, you know, and you're a clown too. You know there's always that one guy. He don't like the joke.
Doesn't laugh.
And then you are screwed.
Hey,
and I mean screwed.
O'Mara. Do that Charlie voice for me.
I just don't feel like it's... Hey!
Whoa!
No! Be Charlie!
Be Charlie.
Be Charlie!
I don't want to!
Oh!
Achieving.
That guy freaked me out.
Ah!
That guy totally and completely freaked
me out. That's
what
it would be. It would be...
Be Charlie!
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'd have to do the Charlie voice. Right. As he's finishing.
You do it.
Jesus.
I don't think he was a real doctor either. I don't think
he
so.
Was, you know what, I got the impression, did you get the impression he didn't want to give up any of his secrets?
Yeah.
Pinch me, see if I'm dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
That's me in prison right there.
Mike O'Mara in the joint.
Don't hurt me.
Pinch me, see if I'm dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Hey, here's a shock.
And I want to wear stripes even if orange is the
We're
color.
Here to talk about...
Oops, hold on. All we have now on the phone are people who want to talk about prison.
Sure.
I'm sure we have a lot of people that have been in and out of prison.
Let's break. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.